The Arkansas House of Representatives meets today. Lawmakers have lots of appropriation bills which continue funding for various programs and agencies awaiting their approval. They are all held up by the state's private option, its Medicaid expansion compromise. The private option uses federal funds through the Affordable Care Act to buy private insurance for people with low incomes. The House voted four times last week on it, but is just a few votes shy of the 75 needed to continue its funding. Chris Hickey is covering the legislature for KUAR News. He joins us now. Chris, what is the political reality for the private option going into today? Will it happen?
Well, thanks for having me. If we go by the words of Davy Carter, Speaker of the House, it will. He says the votes are there. But at the same time, we still have a small group of Republicans who seem pretty dead set on trying to block the bill. There are a handful of representatives, about three or four, who still seem like they could be swing votes right now. These are people who voted for the bill last year, but so far in the four votes or so that were held last week in the House, they voted no. Current vote count shows about 73 yays right now, so essentially two more yay votes are needed.
Democrats have threatened holding up other appropriations, like the one that funds the Secretary of State's office, to protest if the private option isn't approved. Could we see something like this actually happening?
Yeah, there has been some talk from Democrats that if this bill is not passed by the House on the next try, that they would start exploring more extreme means to gain more leverage in this fight, if you want to call it that. House Minority Whip Joe Jett said last week that some members of the Democratic caucus are talking about holding up more budget areas, perhaps even the entire state budget, by simply going home. That would require a special session to pass the budget and is obviously a very extreme measure. And I don't think any Democrats or Republicans want to get to that point, but the idea is being floated.
Anything else not getting attention due to this private option fight?
There was an amendment passed by the Joint Budget Committee last week, which is directly related to the private option, and it's supposed to divert funds from an already existing premium tax. It's a 2.5% tax on health insurance premiums from the private option. The amendment would funnel that money collected through that tax away from general revenue and into a specific trust fund. And what this trust fund does, it's intended to help pay for some of the cost of the private option when the state of Arkansas has to start paying for some of the Medicaid expansion. Right now, the federal government pays 100%, and it will for the next 2 years. The state's share is going to gradually increase and level off to 10% by 2020. And that's a point we've heard a lot of opponents of the law raise concerns about. Will the state be able to pay for its share when the time comes? The special trust fund set aside just for the private option should help pay for the state's share down the line. Of course, that's all assuming the program is continued.
That's Chris Hickey. He's covering the state legislature for KUAR News. Chris, thanks.
Thanks, Nathan.